Meet the new faces of outsourcing at CloudStaff. We are hard workers, thought leaders, and fantasy football commissioners. We're just like you, only our office is a little further down the hall. Forget faceless outsourcing. Forget cubicle farms. Our teams of professionals have the skills and systems to step in and fit in seamlessly. CloudStaff. Take your business to the clouds at info.cloudstaff.com.
Hey, Neil A. Caruso here, business producer at WCBS News Radio 880, and welcome to the WCBS Small Business Spotlight. Today, Joe Connolly and I will catch up with Joel Montaniel, the founder of Seven Room Software. We first interviewed him in October 2019 when he was just creating technology for restaurants to help them streamline their services. Now, he's helping them recover from the pandemic with software aimed at selling and data harvesting to help them keep track of their customers. You'll hear how he's helping major hospitality brands in this critical time for their recovery as well. And we have a major announcement about the next WCBS Virtual Business Breakfast with a star. I'll have that at the end of the podcast, so stay tuned.
Joel, first of all, what is the most significant change that restaurants will make in their business to get back on their feet when they get open and running fully again?
Hi, Joe, Neil. Thanks for having me on. So the most significant change that restaurant operators need to have is to have their own platform where consumers can order delivery directly from them. And by doing so, that will save them on the commission that they're having to pay to third-party delivery companies, which will ultimately result in more profitability for them on every single order.
So they'll get rid of this big cost. Who will then deliver? Themselves, their own employees?
There are services that actually, there's a service called Relay. If the restaurant doesn't have their own delivery staff, that will actually deliver on behalf of the restaurant. And so when a restaurant uses their own delivery service or uses a delivery service like a Relay, they're still saving quite significant dollars compared to just using a third-party delivery company for everything.
So the restaurants are trying to get their destiny back, right? They let Grubhub and the others in the side door, and the fees are just too much for them. That's what's at play here, right?
That's exactly right. The fees are killing the restaurant business. And it's really important to distinguish, you know, the fees to pay for one diner ordering for the very first time. You know, I think you can justify that as a marketing cost. However, to pay that fee time and time again for someone who orders 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, 10 times, to continue to have to pay a 30% commission, that's the ongoing fee that's really hurting the restaurant business right now.
And I see on your website that you also are offering a lot of data in customer engagement, in knowing the customer behind the scenes. What's that all about? Because it seems to be a prominent feature on your website, customer profiles and things like that.
So, Joe, that is the second secret ingredient that restaurants are going to need to be successful. So the first one is a platform where they can take commission-free orders. The second one that we believe is just as important is actually a way to capture Joe, the customer, into their own marketing database, and then to be able to market back to Joe if Joe hasn't ordered in 30 days to come back and order again directly through them. And the way that we help them is we help them if Joe ordered the kebab 30 days from now, if Joe hasn't ordered again, we can email you to order the kebab and potentially offer some type of incentive. And the benefit is it gives you a reminder to order again. And it's done so in a commission-free way, so the restaurant doesn't have to pay that 30% commission when you come back in.
Does the customer want to be getting emails from the kebab place?
The ones that will opt in do, and we found a stat that shows us 64% of consumers would prefer to order directly from the restaurant. And I think that's partly driven by customers knowing that it's helpful to the restaurant now. And then there's a lot of pickup activity that's happening because people either need a reason to get out of their house or feel like it's safer to actually pick up the food themselves.
Neil, what's your restaurant question?
Yeah, Joel, you know, obviously pickup and delivery was the most common pivot. Looks like you have digital menus on your platform now.
Yeah, we have digital menus as well. So for guests that are coming into a restaurant, either for outdoor dining or indoor, you know, feeling, you know, that they want to stay safe and not touch paper menus, we now have the ability, of course, to look at a menu on their phone as well as order through the phone in a contactless manner.
So walk me through how that works. When someone orders through the website, are you able to capture that data and then upsell them as well to encourage that customer relationship online?
Exactly right. So let's say that Neil comes into the restaurant for the very first time and orders the tzatziki appetizer or tzatziki on the side. Let's say that you leave the restaurant, you had a great experience, and 2 weeks from now, you've never actually ordered delivery or pickup from this restaurant. If you had opted into their marketing database, the 7-room system will automatically email you again saying, hey, Neil, we miss you. Here's a complimentary tzatziki when you order delivery or pickup directly from us. And so it's a great way to leverage what you're actually doing inside the restaurant and use it as a benefit for you to order pickup or delivery or come back into the restaurant when you feel comfortable doing so.
That sounds delicious, Joe.
How bad a situation are the restaurants in right now, Joel? How bad is it? And how many will reopen and how many won't? What's the situation?
You know, I'm a perpetual optimist, and I'm the first one to say it's really bad right now for the restaurants. I think 30 to 40% of the restaurants will close down, unfortunately, because the reality was it was always a tough business even before COVID. COVID has made it almost impossibly hard for restaurants to operate, given the capacity restrictions, given the changing safety protocols that are necessary, however, are additional costs to the restaurant. So I really am looking and hoping that the government will step up and pass the Restaurants Act to formally and specifically support the restaurant industry because they need it more than ever.
What has been the difference between the restaurants that probably will not reopen and those who are planning to reopen and survive?
Yeah, it fundamentally comes down to how many loyal customers that restaurant has and what their ability is to do business with them without relying on a third party. So if you look at the, you know, the Domino's pizzas of the world, they're doing really great job because they actually own the relationships with their customers. They don't have to rely on a third party company and they don't have to pay a third party company every time someone orders a Domino's pizza. So if you take that as the gold standard, it's really the restaurants that have done a great job of building and owning their own guest relationships and then having tools and platforms like a 7 Rooms to be able to take delivery orders directly without having to pay commission.
What's the secret to kicking out the middleman?
Yeah, you know, I think we take a different viewpoint, which is the middlemen play an important role. You know, third-party delivery companies are important, and you know, I don't think they're going away anytime soon. It's just we don't believe in a world where third-party delivery companies own every single consumer and own every single transaction. We think there needs to be a balance where restaurants can use the third-party delivery companies as marketing channels. However, they should also have the ability to get people to come back directly to them and not have to pay a commission.
Interesting. Neil?
Joel, you mentioned limited capacity. I'm wondering how you're helping restaurateurs manage that limited capacity, focus on operations using the 7 Rooms technology.
Yeah, the system is really nice where it's easy to manage and close off different sections. It's easy to update policies and reservation screens to let guests know what the safety protocols are. And everything is done instantly. So just with one click of a button, the restaurant can update what reservations are available. They can update their policies. They can let guests know what they're doing to stay safe. So it becomes a one-stop, easy click way for them to manage through the complexity. And then taking into account the marketing, you know, it enables them when they have 35% capacity to be able to offer delivery and pickup when people can't come inside. And then when they're, if it's a slower night, they can actually automatically market to people that have been ordered, delivered, pick up to come back into the restaurant.
What will you be able to do for hotels and night spots and sports teams? I know that you're looking at expanding beyond the restaurant industry, Joel.
Yeah, it's similar. In a similar manner, we're focused on businesses that are all about the guest experience. And so we have worked with different venues like Live Nations, a customer of ours, Wimbledon Sports Stadium. We work with some of the arenas. And
Those are big clients. You said Wembley Stadium you're working with?
Wimbledon.
Wimbledon. And Live Nation.
Live Nation, yeah. And Topgolf. You know, we're very honored to have these customers as partners. And they're thinking about the world the same way, which is how do we create the best, most optimal, and now recently safest guest experience? And I think technology can play a role in that to make everyone feel safe in terms of how to create that.
How do you compete with other companies saying that they will also help you improve your guest experience?
You know, I think we look at it in terms of we can offer more. So restaurants are having to do more with less. You know, we're not just the delivery ordering platform. We're not just the reservation waitlist platform. We're not just the marketing platform. We're all of the above. And because it's this, because it's Joe and Neil coming through the restaurant, we think that the restaurant still needs to understand you regardless of which way you're doing business with them. So that is one of the things that really makes us unique is we're an all-in-one platform for them to do delivery, pickup, reservations, waitlist, and marketing.
Joel, what do you think the new normal looks like in hospitality?
It's going to be a bit odd for the next 12 months. You know, I think people are still going to be in masks and, you know, the warm handshakes and hugs won't be as present. However, I think I'm a big believer in what people have been talking about, this new roaring 20s that are coming out. I think by middle of 2022, unfortunately, I wish it was sooner, but I think by middle of 2022, the hospitality industry and restaurant industry is going to have a massive positive explosion of business because people want to go out and get together again.
Our thanks to Joel Montagno, founder of Seven Room Software for restaurants and hospitality. You can actually watch videos of our conversations each week on the WCBS Small Business Spotlight. Joe and I on video at WCBS880.com/spotlight. As always, new episodes out every Wednesday, sponsored by Dime Community Bank. Well, I teased this at the top of the program. We have a very special guest at our next WCBS Virtual Business Breakfast presented by the First National Bank of Long Island, and that will be Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank. Mr. Wonderful will share ideas on how to grow again, so you don't want to miss it, this pivotal point in the pandemic. You can see all the information at wcbs880.com/businessbreakfast, our special WCBS Virtual Business Breakfast with Joe Connolly and Kevin O'Leary will be streaming on March 18th at 9 a.m. right there at wcbs880.com/businessbreakfast. You can stay with us on social media at wcbs880, at Joe Connolly Biz, and at Neil A. Caruso, and you'll see everything that we're doing throughout the week on the business front at WCBS. Thanks for listening. Look forward to hearing from you on social media. Stay in touch and stay safe.
Meet the new faces of outsourcing at CloudStaff. We are hard workers, thought leaders, and fantasy football commissioners. We're just like you, only our office is a little further down the hall. Forget faceless outsourcing. Forget cubicle farms. Our teams of professionals have the skills and systems to step in and fit in seamlessly. CloudStaff. Take your business to the clouds at info.cloudstaff.com.